Everyone, we'll get started in just a sec. We're just waiting for a few more folks to join us. But thanks for being here and thanks for your patience. Okie dokie. I think we have at least a few folks from each side. We are waiting for Thyborg to join us, but I think we can go ahead and get kicked off. Welcome to Informal Spaces. This is a show that we do. We try to do very frequently on Thursdays, but this year we're taking a new track with only having very special episodes. So we're really excited to have the team from Lorenzo here with us. They are the first Bitcoin L2 to announce their intention to join the AZ as a consumer chain. So very excited to dive in. Just a little bit of housekeeping at the top. These spaces are recorded, so feel free to listen to them later. Anything we talk about in the spaces is not investment advice, just an insight into what our teams are working on. And that's it. Also, just wanted to flag that some of us are having a bit of internet issues, so please be patient with us. We have a number of co-hosts and speakers, so hopefully we won't be dropping the space totally. But yes, let's go ahead and get started. Nihant, I think you are going to kick us off. Maybe we'll do some intros first, but not sure how you wanted to do the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Welcome, everybody. My name is Nihant, aka OXCG. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much to our amazing host, Informal Systems, as well as shout out to all the speakers here. How we typically like to do this is we start off with like a round of introduction, you know, just go around the room asking, you know, going around the room, just like a quick intro on everybody. By the way, before I even fully dive into this, can everyone hear me okay? You know, a little thumbs up, a little heart sign in the audience would definitely, okay, I see some thumbs ups. Fantastic, fantastic. All right. So without further ado, let's get the show on the road. So, you know, for all our speakers, we got some amazing speakers on here. You know, I see my guy, Matt, right there. I see Thyborg. I see Jehan. You know, thank you guys so much for coming up here. If you could do like a round of like introductions, that will be fantastic. Starting off with Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Nihant. So, yeah, let me like quickly introduce myself. So I'm Matt, the founders of Lorenzo Protocol. So yeah, we are super excited to announce our partnership with Cosmos Hub and Informal. So on the partnership with like being a consumer chain on the Cosmos ecosystem, like we're happy to talk more about that. Yep.
Awesome, thank you. Next up, we got Jehan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm the product owner, the Cosmos Hub team at Informal Systems. Yeah, I'm really excited to have Lorenzo joining and joining Interchain Security. We secured through Babylon Bitcoin. It's our first kind of Bitcoin L2 use case that we have in the protocol. So it's very exciting.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Thyborg, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm Thyborg. I'm a director of strategy at Informal Systems. And I'm also super excited to talk with you guys. I think there's a big Bitcoin renaissance these days, and I'm happy the Cosmos Hub is part of that. So looking forward to hear you guys talk to us about that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And I am Anihant, aka OXTG. I'm the head of community at Lorenzo Protocol. So first of all, thank you to all the speakers for being on here, taking the time out to kind of like, you know, educate our audience about what is getting built behind the scenes for both the parties. So we have a bunch of questions. So how this usually works is, you know, we have an open panel discussion. We ask a bunch of questions about each protocol, about what's getting built, what's new, what's the alpha. You know, just give us everything you guys can legally give us out. Feel free to give us out. We'll take every bit of information we can get. So after we're done with a round of questions, we'll open up the stage to our audience. You know, we'll bring you guys up one at a time to come and ask you guys any questions that you guys might have for this group of big brains we got up here. So without further ado, actually, before that, can we get some like thumbs up? Can we get some like likes? Can we get some like hundreds? Give me some reactions. Let me see that you guys are active and that you want to hear more about this. Just give me some love. Give me some love and we can get this going. I see a couple of thumbs up. I will take that. I will definitely take that. All right. So I'm just going to start off with our questions. Starting off, we have, you know, we've heard this whole narrative about like, you know, L2s, Bitcoin, staking, restaking, a whole plethora of new information is coming out with the Bitcoin chain. So I started off with like, you know, so I wanted to understand, what is the purpose with the Lorenzo and Informal System Alliance? Like, you know, what's going on? What is this partnership about? You know, feel free, anyone in the speaker audience, in the speaker panel to, you know, start us off with.
Yeah, I'm happy to like take it, like I'll just provide, like shed some lights on it. And like, of course, the Cosmos team can have some like other like comments on that. So, but like, I'm personally very excited about this. So, because like Bitcoin L2 or like scaling Bitcoin has become like the biggest problems we are facing today. And also, it's also the most exciting changes we're seeing in this industry. So different people could have like different definitions or ideas about, you know, what is a Bitcoin L2 or like what's the like legit way to scale Bitcoin and things like that. So, but for me personally, it's like super simple, just like two criterias there. One is that it has to be a Bitcoin standard economy. It has to be using Bitcoin for like the most part. This is like one thing. For the other thing is that, so whatever like, you know, computing results you're getting, whatever states you're getting, so the Bitcoin should be able to take your results from there. So based on these like two criteria, these actually the easiest way is to kind of using BTC staking to like provide securities, using like BTC share security to provide securities to these decentralized systems, to providing like securities for them. So whatever states they're getting, they're deriving. So Bitcoin could be confident that to take it from there and to use the results in either transactions or some other further like operations on the Bitcoin network. So I think that what makes the alliance with Cosmos so exciting is that, so first, Cosmos Hub itself, it's like a very big inter-chain security hub in here to like sharing securities among all of these side chains. And also at the same time, so Cosmos Hub is also the adopter of like Babylon BTC share security, which means Cosmos Hub would be the best way for any, like if you want to build like a decentralized system to scale Bitcoin. So getting BTC share security from Cosmos Hub and connected to the rest of the consumer chains and like side chains working around interconnected with Cosmos Hub would be the easiest way for you to build a system to scale Bitcoin, and also, you know, to build a Bitcoin L2 to like for either DeFi or some whatever app chains there. So I think it's like super exciting to work together. And also we will be the first consumer chain to adopt that primitive, and also working closely with Cosmos Hub. And also we're also gonna build this liquid restaking protocols on our platform. That's the first ever Bitcoin liquid restaking protocol being created. And we want to also connect our LRTs for Bitcoins to the DeFi, huge DeFi ecosystem in the Cosmos space as well through IBC protocols. Yep.
That sounds intense and I love it. If anyone wants to add more to this, you know, feel free to hop on and let us know.
Yeah, I could jump in. How I kind of see the role of Bitcoin and Babylon and the Cosmos Hub and Lorenzo and everything, if that's the right time. So basically, you know, I think, you know, as we were saying, there's a Bitcoin renaissance, and a lot of people are now building things on top of Bitcoin, you know, like Lorenzo. And so one of the big pieces there is the Babylon protocol, which is a way to stake Bitcoin. So by staking your Bitcoin, you can then secure, you know, basically a proof of stake chain. But it's not secured with a proof of stake token, secured with Bitcoin. So that's really cool, really revolutionary. That's kind of what Babylon provides. So where the Cosmos Hub comes in is that you know, there's a set of software tools called the Cosmos SDK and IBC, and you know, comma BFT, a lot of these technical terms, but it's basically a set of software like libraries and a toolkit that people can use to build proof of stake chains. And you know, I think opinions can differ, but it's definitely one of the top, you know, probably platforms for building a proof of stake chain. And it is very kind of customizable, and it's also very like batteries not included. So when you build a proof of stake chain, you need not only a proof of stake chain, you need like the you know, you need the validators, which are kind of like miners in Bitcoin. And you know you need the security, which comes through Babylon. And so with the Cosmos Hub, what we're trying to do is kind of bring together. You know, bring together chains like Lorenzo, bring them together with a battle-tested validator set, one of the oldest and most, you know, reliable and well-established validator sets anywhere, you know, in proof of stake, really, one of the first. Bring that together with security from many assets, but especially Bitcoin. So we kind of want to make it easy for chains to get launched and start running, attract validators, and be secured by, you know, pretty much whatever they want. And I'll let someone else go, but I can also talk about how I see Lorenzo fitting in, but maybe someone for Lorenzo would be better, you know, speaking of that.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. We got another speaker joining our panel. Welcome, Tad.
Yeah, nice to be here. It's really exciting to work with Cosmos. Obviously, I just want to reiterate the SDK is such an important part of the crypto space, and Lorenzo's so excited to be part of it and you know, be able to leverage all the assets you guys bring, including that validator set.
Perfect, perfect. So regarding our first question, did anyone have anything else to input in, like, you know, the last 2 cents in before I move on to our second round of questions? All right, I'm going to take that silence as a yes, no more. Fantastic. So the second question is an open-ended one. Not open-ended. It's actually directly focused on informal system. So for informal system, what have you guys been working on recently, specifically in the terms of like efforts made for the BTC ecosystem? So anybody from the informal systems team, this question goes out to you guys.
Yeah, I can speak to that again. We've been working on the integration with Babylon. And so with Babylon, you know, a lot of what they provide is the scripts on Bitcoin, which is like very advanced cryptography that they've created there to let people stake actually directly on the Bitcoin blockchain. And so what we've been doing is kind of figuring out how that fits in, how that gets connected to our modules, and then how that security can flow through to, you know, to chains that are consuming that security, like Lorenzo using those staked Bitcoins to secure themselves.
That sounds great. That honestly, it sounds so interesting coming from, like, you know, from an outside perspective, like learning about all this stuff. So super cool. Thank you so much for that. So I guess this might be an inverse question. So this question goes out to Matt and Tad. Now coming for Lorenzo, what has Lorenzo been doing? What have they been working on recently, or what's behind the scenes for them?
Yeah. That has been like a lot of things going on, actually. So our current focus, like I said, we are working on a liquid restaking protocol, right? So while waiting for the Babylon BTC share security has been ready, but like all work does not like put on hold. We're not standing by. So we're doing a lot of groundworks to getting our liquid restaking standard LRT as a standards to be ready and to have like a wide coverage of this LRT in every ecosystem possible. So, but to start with, there are like two major things we are working on. One is the infrastructure and the other one is the asset standard and also asset adoptions in the ecosystem. So on the infrastructure side, we're going to be launching our app chain for issuing, like for like locking up and also safe staking, safekeeping of like BTC staking, and also the issuance of our LRT for BTC liquidity staking called STBTC on our app chain. So all these like protocol infrastructures has been like intensively building, and also will be launching our testnet early in April. So this will be an EVM-based Cosmos consumer chain, working closely with Cosmos Hub, and also building our first ever liquid restaking protocols on top of our app chain. So that is one thing. So the other thing is, so you know, if our LRT does not have a market, if there is no adoptions, there is actually just no point for you to keeping this assets, right? So we're working with a lot of these like DeFi and also CeFi markets to get adoptions for LRT assets, and we're making a lot of success for that. The first step for us to having our adoption of LRT is definitely in the Cosmos ecosystem as well. So we are working very closely with Osmosis and Injective and a few other DeFi marketplaces in the Cosmos ecosystem as well. So once we launch, we should have like a very liquid market in a Cosmos DeFi ecosystem so that you can like, you know, like borrow or lend or exchange. So to do all of these like activities with our LRTs as soon as we launch in a Cosmos ecosystem. And also before like Babylon BTC like staking is ready, so our security will also be protected by Cosmos Hub and Atom as well. So, and also the Cosmos side of validator set. So it's like a very good approach for us to ramp up and have a very good security base even before the whole BTC staking system is fully ready. Yeah.
So you guys basically like really proactive on getting things done before, like, I guess, before Babylon is like fully live. Am I correct?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Babylon is like a very complicated system, involves a lot of, it's like both decentralized and also it's like super secure and self-custodial. So there are a lot of works and technical stuff needs to be done before it's fully ready. And they're like super careful with like every steps, and that takes time, as you can imagine. So what we want to do is, so we want to have like all of like, including like TVL, including like our LRTs, including even integrations with a lot of our like our clients and customers to be fully ready even before Babylon is ready. But I think that the best part here is, so we don't have to do like a lot of further integrations with Babylon because Cosmos Hub is doing a lot of like these things for us. So we are super appreciative for that. So because we are like secured by Cosmos Hub already. And once Babylon is ready, Babylon is like doing like BTC share security with Cosmos Hub, and immediately we can get secured with both Cosmos Hub and Babylon BTC staking all at the same time. And also our liquid staking through Babylon will be immediately ready through IBC protocol as well. So that's kind of the best part, is we do all of the groundwork before Babylon is ready. But once Babylon is ready at the like almost the same time with like all the great help from the Cosmos Hub, so we can get the whole system working immediately as well.
So when you say immediately, is that like, so if Babylon launches within like a month's time, will Lorenzo be live? Or is it more like Babylon launches next day, Lorenzo launches? What does the time frame look like?
Yes, so there are still, I feel like, technical integrations in there, but like almost at the same time, I think. So we're like doing a lot of kind of coordinations together as well. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Thank you so much for that.
Yep.
So, you know, so now I guess it's like an open-ended question for all our speaker panel. So what future do you envision for like Bitcoin DeFi as it relates to the Cosmos ecosystem? What future do you guys see for the Bitcoin DeFi, and like, you know, what do you guys envision like the next thing to happen, you know, when it comes to, especially when it's pertaining to the Cosmos ecosystem? Anyone can go. Go ahead, John.
You want to go, Matt? Okay, I can go. I don't necessarily. I might about be the, probably someone else's better answer than this, because I'm not as much into the kind of finance DeFi side of it. I'm more, you know, about the platform's infrastructure. But one of the things, like, I think that like with Lorenzo will provide, which is really cool, is that like you know, with restaking, with, so, you know, with what Babylon we're offering, you know, Babylon, Bitcoin restaking, and, you know, Bitcoin, people on Bitcoin are going to need to be able to, like, select basically a validator, a Cosmos Hub validator, to run, you know, to represent their stake, you know, on Lorenzo and then also other consumer chains. And so one of the cool things is that, like, given that Lorenzo is a liquid, you know, liquid restaking token, that'll give people like an easier option, basically. So people are going to be able to, you know, put their transfer of the Bitcoin, like turn it into Lorenzo, stake Bitcoin. I think if that's what you, I don't remember calling stake Bitcoin or something else, but, you know, stake, you know, liquid stake Bitcoin. And so the Lorenzo protocol will actually choose, choose the validators for them. So they don't need to necessarily worry about that stuff too much. And then they'll be able to take that and trade it, you know, within, within, you know, many DeFi marketplaces and stuff. So that's what I'm mostly excited about, because that's a, you know, big UX thing, kind of bringing Bitcoin people into the world of having to, you know, delegate and choose validators and stuff. So having something to make that easier is pretty exciting.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, the easier we can make it on people, the more adoption happens. And that's just been like, you know, for every new technology that comes out, the easier we make it for people, the faster the adoption happens. But Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, I totally agree with what Jehan said. And I feel a few things I would like to add is, so yeah, of course, so we're gonna like bring a lot of like liquid BTC liquidities into the Cosmos ecosystem. And you know, because we have like SDBTC and we have BTC and we have a lot of even more like derivatives based on BTC and BTC liquid restaking tokens being created. A lot of these like structured financial products could potentially be created in the Cosmos DeFi ecosystem as well. So that's also something we are like very eager to make it happen. And also we're doing a lot of works for that as well. So this is of course one thing, but if we think about like even one step further, I think like based on the assumption, so for today, all of the Bitcoin L2s all have to use a BTC staking in the system more or less, right? So it's like becoming inevitable. So you cannot just build a ZK stack directly on the Bitcoin network or building an OP style arbitration directly on Bitcoin. It's basically not going to happen. The system is not there. Bitcoin is not ready for any of these. So in order to make it happen, the only way is to build a BTC staking system and building the rest of the technologies on top of that. That is the only way. So I think what Cosmos has set a very good ground with that is using Cosmos SDK and also Cosmos Hub, like interchain share security. This is actually the easiest way to launch any Bitcoin L2s. If you want to build like DeFi, Bitcoin L2 DeFi app chains and also get it connected with all of the rest of the Bitcoin L2 app chains, this is the easiest way to launch it with Cosmos SDK and adopting BTC share security in the Cosmos ecosystem. There is like pretty much the easiest way to do it. So I think the futures I would imagine or to picture is, I also would probably even encourage a lot of our ecosystem partners to do it as well, is to, you don't have to probably not launch the whole thing with Cosmos, but using a lot of the like the POS basis system with Cosmos SDK, or launching your app chains with Cosmos SDK and bring in more BTC ecosystem tractions into the Cosmos ecosystem, because Cosmos like has been like happening, like has been there for so long and has very good established infrastructures for DeFi infrastructures and all different kind of utilities. So that also makes like, you know, expanding BTC system very easy just to, for ramping up and stuff. So I think this is like a huge market and like a huge opportunity for Cosmos to collaborate with the whole, you know, the growth and advance of the Bitcoin ecosystem. Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense. That definitely does make a lot of sense. This is actually super cool. Like, you know, the more and more I learn about like Bitcoin L2, the things that's getting built on it, it's the more I'm intrigued on like, why don't I have majority of my holdings in Bitcoin, and why have I diversified? And now I feel bad, and I want to put more in Bitcoin than anything else. thank you so much for that, Matt. So I guess, like, you know, now, like, I guess, like, one of my, like, I guess it's my final question before, you know, we open up the floor to the audience. But Matt, you've been working with Cosmos for a while. Like, you know, And I know you mentioned some of this before in the previous question, but why did you guys choose to work with Cosmos in like in this capacity?
Yeah, so I personally has been, I always been a Cosmos fan, like since the very, very beginning of the Cosmos histories. So I'm like so excited about these stuff. So like even before I started like Lorenzo, this project, I had some previous experience with like interchain communication and messaging kind of stuff. And also as an engineer before, I'm like very kind of familiar with like the event-driven systems and also, you know, messaging systems. I just feel like the design of Cosmos is so clean, so neat. And the idea of like, you know, like developing the more complicated systems and also bring them together is like, it's like been so cool. So I've always been like a huge fan of Cosmos. And also like after we like diving more deeper into the Bitcoin space, it has been becoming like a more and more clear and obvious options for us. So Cosmos has been working very closely with Babylon, and we are working very closely with Babylon. And also like Cosmos providing that like so many good features that we cannot even reject. And also like I met Jahan before as well, and we're talking so much about like what could be like the best way for Cosmos to collaborate with Bitcoin ecosystem, and how we can provide some value adds to the system as well. And we just figured there are so many synergies here and so many great things we can do together. And also I think like Cosmos was a very early mover to approach the BDT space as well. And I totally appreciate that, especially for like a very big company and very well established company. Like for these kind of big movements, you will have to kind of go through a lot of stuff, and it takes time. But I think like Cosmos is like taking a lot of initiatives, and also really taking, you know, having a lot of advantages, and also making a lot of good moves in like expanding into the Bitcoin ecosystem, and really providing infrastructures and features for future builders to build further good stuff on top of that. And I totally appreciate that.
That's a great explanation. So, Jihan, I guess like I'm gonna ask an inverse question for you as well. Why the opposite?
Oh, go ahead.
I know, I'm just gonna say like I'm gonna ask the inverse question of this. Like, you know, why the opposite? So, why did you guys like decide to collaborate with Lorenzo? Like, what made, I guess, what made us stand out compared to the other people?
I think I already kind of covered it, but I'll reiterate again. I think it's you know, we're very excited to support Bitcoin L2s, given that we're going to have this functionality from Babylon. And I think Lorenzo is kind of almost like an ideal first, you know, first one to have, because of what I was saying before with the liquid, you know, the liquid staking aspect kind of helping to smooth out some of the, you know, some of the things that Bitcoin people might not be as familiar with, I guess. So, you know, like validator selection and stuff like that, having an easy option, I think is actually really going to accelerate how much stake, you know, we can bring in through Bitcoin by removing some of those barriers. Another thing I was interested in, I don't know, this might be a little off topic, but one thing that me and Matt were talking about before was, you know, I mean, there are definitely different, several different kinds of wrapped Bitcoin that circulate around Cosmos through IBC, different platforms that act as bridges or what have you. But I was kind of wondering, I mean, I wonder if like Lorenzo staked Bitcoin could become like somewhat of a standard for just not just for as a liquid staking token, but just representing Bitcoin and Cosmos. Even though it's not quite, I mean, some people are always going to want to hold like, you know, Bitcoin, even if it's on in Cosmos, like they want to have the kind of unstaked asset. But you know, I think that's also kind of promising, having somewhat of a, which would be pretty cool.
That's definitely our ambition, sir. Like, we're totally on it.
Let's go. That sounds fantastic. Jihan, thank you so much for that. I'm gonna open up the floor. As we come closing up to our half an hour mark, I wanted to open up the floor to our audience. If they had any questions, you know, would like to come and ask any questions, or just want to come up and show up some love, you know, maybe show us some love to Informal Systems, to Cosmos, to Lorenzo. Feel free to come up on stage. They're happy to bring you on here if you guys have any questions. But please, yeah, the floor is open.
In the meantime, while we wait for some requests, Nihan, you've been, you know, moderating for us, but is there anything that you're extra excited about? I know you've been interjecting here and there, but Anything, I'd love to learn more about the Lorenzo community.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just got a very strong community right now. And we, again, we're still in the startup stage as well. So like the community understands that. And I think that it's a beautiful fact about everyone's really keen and hyper about learning about what's going on next. Like I've got a flood of DMs asking me when testnet. And I'm like, hey man, we're trying to get this out as soon as possible. We're trying to get it out as soon as Babylon, go live, we can go live as well. And also the fact that a lot of people are willing to learn a lot more about this. So I'm not sure if people know, but I come from a background of NFTs. So this is a whole another ball game that I'm working with. And it's just good, it's such a refreshing thing to see this side of crypto Twitter than the degen side of crypto Twitter. I'm actually honestly really excited to see what's new and what's going to be the next big thing, which is going to be the next L2s, which is on Bitcoin, of course. But I think that's what gets me really excited. And as I mentioned before as well, that I have a lot of my holdings in other coins, which is not good. After this conversation, the first thing I'm going to do is convert everything I have back to Bitcoin. I'm going to take it back to the OG chain.
Yeah, I can add a little more exciting things coming down the pipe too. So we have a lot of ways you can engage with the community. We're giving away a Galaxy NFT to celebrate the sponsorship with Informal Systems and getting plugged in to Cosmos. So you can go to our Galaxy page to commit that. And then we're also going to be doing a lot of events coming up. We have Bitcoin conference in Hong Kong. I think Matt is talking to a bunch of people in Dubai soon for token 2049. So if you're interested in meeting up with him, maybe there's opportunity there. And we'll be launching a early staker program soon. So keep an eye out for a wait list for exclusive opportunity to get updated first on all the news and maybe some extra perks for being an early supporter. And just personally, I want to reiterate how exciting this is. I've been working in crypto full time since 2019, but I was at a fintech app before, and we were giving rewards in Bitcoin and Ethereum as early as 2017. And I worked at Zeta Chain. They were they're a Cosmos chain as well. So when I heard we were doing this partnership, I was just really excited by the potential of, getting all these key projects together to support, the next evolution of Bitcoin DeFi. And I think, Bitcoin can't do it without, the whole market, without wonderful projects like Informal Systems and Cosmos and Lorenzo. So we're all here to rally around Bitcoin and really excited about the future.
I see someone asked, I'm so sorry. I saw someone ask a question in the, tweeted out a question to us. I guess it would be for both Cosmos as well as Informed Systems as well as Lorenzo. Will there be an airdrop for Atom Stakers? It's from SC Passion.
Yes, I can answer on that. So yes, so we will have an airdrop based on our stakers, and also our our staking system is kind of like a dual systems. There will be some Atom, and also for the most part there will be BTCs. Eventually we are towards staking more using BTC in our networks to become a fully BTC L2s, but Atom stakings and also BTC stakings will coexist for long enough time, and also we will reward both stakers of both our tokens as well. So I'll say yes.
I can just add, I can't obviously speak to Lorenzo. We haven't really talked about the tokenomics in depth yet that much either. But anytime you're doing restaking, with the Cosmos Hub or with Babylon, other restaking protocols that exist out there, we haven't even talked about in this conversation. It is actually a little bit like an airdrop, because you're getting let's say Lorenzo's got a token and it's being paid out as staking rewards, to people staking Atom, and then increasing the future people staking Bitcoin. It's almost like, you're getting an airdrop of Lorenzo at the same time, just for securing the chain. I don't know. Is that how you see it, Matt?
Yeah, that's correct, sir.
Awesome. Tebow, I know we lost you for a second, but I don't see any raised hands. So do you want to share any closing thoughts before we close out the space?
Thanks, Isabel. Yeah, I had to reinstall Twitter. I couldn't see anyone, and I don't know if people could hear me. It was terrible, but I'm back now. And I had a question actually for Matt. I wanted to learn more about the flow. So say I'm a Bitcoin holder on the Bitcoin blockchain. How do I use Lorenzo? How do I restake with you? I wanted to, can you maybe step by step explain us how that's going to work?
Yes, of course, absolutely. So I just want to have go through this user journey. So for our staking portfolio management, we actually have a system called the Liquid Restaking Plan. So one huge difference between staking Ethereum and also staking to Bitcoin is that when you stake to Ethereum, you always stake to this one specific chain, right? But when you're staking BTC, there is actually no single chain that you can stake to. Like different people having different thoughts on what chains I want to stake to. So that's going to be a huge complexity in for all of different combinations of the POS chains to be restaked to. Just to make things easier, we actually have a lot of predefined, we call it liquid restaking plan, which includes a few things. One is the portfolio of different POS chains for you to restake to, and also the staking cycles and the associated MPC address on the Bitcoin network. So the way you do it is that if I want to say, okay, go to one chain to say, okay, I want to stake to this portfolio, which in having Lorenzo Chain, Babylon, and also say Nubit and Osmosis, that's for example. So if I want to stake to these few chains, so, and we'll give you an MPC address on a Bitcoin network. And for you to do it is that you stake and lock up your BTC with this MPC wallet address. And we're going to use the Babylon staking script to lock up your all of the BTCs you've been locked up with our MPC address, and using the Babylon script to stake through Babylon to all of the POS chains that you want to stake to. But also all at the same time, so we're going to our relayers will capture the information that you have been staking your BTC, and we're going to be issuing our LRT, which is STBTC, on our app chain, which is this Cosmos consumer chain. So, and it's an ERC-20 standard. So it will be created, minted, and also being issued to your address being claimed on our app chain. And then you will be able to using LRT in the whole Cosmos ecosystem through the IBC network. So we're not building the DeFi infrastructure ourselves. We're pretty much just taking advantage of the existing DeFi infrastructures in the Cosmos ecosystem as well. And if you want to use it in the DeFi or CeFi ecosystem, you can probably bridge it. And also you just connect it to those CeFi products. That's also doable.
So you guys will have once I have the liquid Bitcoin on the Lorenzo blockchain, I use IBC to move it to Osmosis, for instance. And here on Osmosis, you will have pools paired with USDC, USDT, maybe Atom. Is that the plan?
Yes, exactly. That is the plan. So yeah, that's pretty much what I was talking about is that. So when you're talking about assets, you cannot avoid the secondary market or the trading market of this assets. If there's no trading opportunities at all, there's actually pretty much no point for it keeping these assets. So the one biggest thing we are working on is to creating more trading pairs in all of the different DeFi and CeFi ecosystem to getting our LRT standards to be the standard of Bitcoin LRT, or even Rep Bitcoin as well, just be the representation. And also, unlocking huge liquidities for all of the trading pairs, and also providing yield opportunities for STBDC as well. Yeah.
And so the idea is that this asset, STBTC, will be better to hold than the current version we have in Cosmos, which is our bridge via Axelar, or actually I think Osmosis now has a native Wrapped Bitcoin implementation, WBTC, the BitGo people are issuing BitGo BTC on Osmosis. This is better because this one auto compounds, right? It will accumulate rewards automatically.
Exactly, sir. So I know different BTC probably have their own advantages, but what's really unique about our LRT BTC, I really appreciate, sir, you mentioned this, is that we're something more the treasury bills or something, is that we accrue values when you're like holding STBTCs. It actually like accrues more values from staking to these like POS chains. For example, if you stake one BTC through us to Babylon and providing like securities to the those like four or five different POS chains, and they give you like a 20% reward on that, and your BTC's value, STBTC's value, will be increased by 20% based on all of these like, you know, validating rewards you're getting from securing these POS chains. So STBTC is going is like asset for you to keep, and it will be like appreciate not just based on BTC's own intrinsic value increasement, but also accrues value and get appreciate from all of these POS huge like ecosystem or Bitcoin L2 ecosystem being secured by BTC and keep accruing values and adding values to STBTC itself as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so I guess another reason why people like BTC is because it's a great store of value. And this one even more because it actually accrues value. Do you guys have any plan to integrate with Cosmos, DeFi in, you know, money markets or, you know, stablecoin protocols or anything like that?
Yeah. We actually have a lot of like in-depth conversation and partnership building. A lot of things just haven't been PR'd yet. But like we have a lot of headways, for example, working with Osmosis, and they are providing this like this omni-chain like trading market as well. And also like with Injective as well. So we're working, putting a lot of kind of partnerships within the Cosmos ecosystem currently. And just please stay tuned because there will be like a lot of PRSB announced in the coming few weeks about all of these partnerships.
Nice. And one last question for me. I'm curious about the term Bitcoin L2, because for me, L2 is a blockchain that essentially outsourced DA to another blockchain. So for me, Bitcoin L2 is someone that uses Bitcoin for DA. This is not the case here, right? Like you will still have your own Cosmos chain, and DA will be on your own Cosmos chain.
Yes. So, you know, like one of the problems we are facing here is if you think about Bitcoin as a DA as well, yeah, of course it can be considered as a DA. So the block time is like 10 minutes, and also the maximum data that you can write is about 4 megabytes with the all of the Taproot upgrades. So like one thing with that is if you're thinking about is a DA or like a disk, it's actually IO speed is just about 7 kilobytes per second. And also it's very expensive at the same time as well. If you're really gonna use Bitcoin and also the SegWit space as the storage, it's actually like very capital kind of inefficient for you to write data onto it. So you only want to write really critical and really like valuable data onto Bitcoin when necessary. But for most of, you know, like the DeFi states and also for application states, for block information, raw data, actually these data does not kind of having that much value that worth you to like write everything onto like Bitcoin. And also the bandwidth does not allow you to write off the data into Bitcoin as well. So the short answer is yes, we'll have to build our own DA and also build our own blockchains for storing all of these, you know, less important, I'm not saying like less important, but less capital valuable data onto our own DA. But also this DA will be secured by BTC share security. While for those like really critical, like financially critical data, including transactions, like settlement of transactions and like Bitcoin ownership, and also these like the other kind of like BRC20 or other Bitcoin as a standard settlement, all of these data will be settled on the Bitcoin DA. So we want like have a very good synergy to bring our BTC share security DA, which is supposed to be more high performance one, and the original Bitcoin network as a DA together to building this like very performance system on top of that.
Oh no, I think we might have lost Tebow again.
No. But...
yeah, he's coming back, but yeah.
Elon, fix this.
I know. It's so annoying. We've been having issues, but he's coming back. There he is.
Yep.
Tebow, were you able to catch the answer? Yeah. Cyborg, were you able to catch the end of Matt's answer? How's everyone else's sound right now? Am I talking into the ether?
I hear everything. It sounds like, you know, we should probably move on. Sounds like Cyborg's having some more problems here.
Yeah, for sure.
But Yeah, that's super interesting. I think the contrast between restaking and DA as a form of shared security is a really interesting distinction. I think one thing I'd add just on a technical note is that if you use Bitcoin for DA, and the funny thing that people don't realize actually is, like, you know, the concept of data availability and everything, like, I don't know if you've heard about it from, like, maybe Ethereum or also, like, you know, in Cosmos, we have something called Celestia, is actually something that was pioneered on Bitcoin, like, a really, really, really long time ago with colored coins, which I think is an interesting tidbit. But basically, I think what I would say about that is that, like, you know, if you put DA directly on Bitcoin, you get the entire security of Bitcoin. So you get the whole security, and you pay for it. If you're using restaking with restake Bitcoins, and, you know, it's securing, like, a chain like Lorenzo, for example, Bitcoin L2 in that way, it's going to have the security of all the staked Bitcoins that are securing it. So it's not necessarily, unless every single Bitcoin is staked and Satoshi, you know, gets on Babylon and stuff, you know, it's not going to be as secure as the entire Bitcoin blockchain security. But depending on how much is restaked, it could still be very secure. Is that how you see it, Matt?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, a lot of people have been asking me this before as well. And also there have been some debates around it. But, you know, like, I wouldn't say, like, BTC stake is exactly the same as the original POW, because it is not, right?
Yeah, it's different. It's
true. Yeah, but also, like, we're facing this dilemma, like, also POW has its own, like, limitations. It's very hard to really, you know, be the same. And there has been, like, merge mining mechanisms, and merge mining has its own limitations as well. So, and it's been out for a while. And I think people has been, like, very familiar with, like, what it's capable of and all of its limitations all at the same time as well. So for, like, the BTC staking or BTC share security, this is, like, a pretty new stuff. And this seems to be, like, the only solutions to, you know, solve the problems. Because if we, like, check all of the blockchain ecosystem today, so most of them, like, are POS-based or, you know, at least a collateral-based. It will be, like, POS-like, probably not, like, exactly POS, but it's, like, also a POS-like system and also a collateral-based. That seems to be, like, the only solution to, you know, to provide a solution based on the trilemma of blockchains. So if we have to go for the collateral ways, I mean, it becomes super obvious, like, Bitcoin is the best solution and the only solution is for you to do that. So if you're ever going to use a collateral to secure a system used to, you know, enhance and scale Bitcoin, like, if not Bitcoin, then what? Right? There's actually no other options for you to do that. And also, Bitcoin is a perfect asset to be used as collaterals, is that given it has a very good, you know, foundations for people's recognition and also adoption. So people, like, you know, recognize its values, right? It's not like, you know, an altcoin that only a very small group of people knows that. Pretty much everybody in the world knows about Bitcoin right now. So it's kind of very well acknowledged assets. So this is, like, very good for us. And also, it's, like, a huge market cap, right? So Bitcoin is pretty much, like, half of the crypto market right now. So it has, like, a big enough capitals to provide securities to it. So, like, Bitcoin is not an asset with only, like, 10 million. Market cap is, like, that's a very easy to having, like, adopt this, like, 51% attack. If you want to do a 50% attack on top of Bitcoin, so you have to pretty much use the whole, like, crypto market to attack it, which is impossible to happen. So the only one concern here would be, like, if you lock up too many Bitcoins into the space, well, not, you know, we don't have inflation because we do not create Bitcoin, right? We just utilize Bitcoin. So what about, like, too much liquidity has been locked up in the staking? So that's why we are here. When you are staking Bitcoins, we're providing this liquid staking BTC tokens so that you can still get to keep liquidities and also, you know, unlock these liquidities in all of the DeFi ecosystem as well. Yeah, so that's pretty much, like, our take on this.
Cool. I'm back, by the way. And I did hear some of Matt's answer about Bitcoin not being good for DA or not having the throughputs. I will. I just want to add something from the Cosmos website. Jehan was saying, you know, if Satoshi is listening, maybe he should use Lorenzo to secure, and that way the stake will be higher. If Satoshi is listening, he should also make sure he chooses the right validator. Because not all the Cosmos validators will validate Lorenzo. And so there's this game that's going to play out with partial set security, that all the validator, all the delegators should make sure to choose validators that will onboard Lorenzo or any other consumer chain, PSS consumer chain that they have interest in, or you know they want to validate, they want to delegate and secure. The reason for that is the way we envision the economics of PSS is that the validators that will validate the PSS chain will have a higher yield and higher rewards. At the very least, in terms of the staking rewards, or the rewards distributed by the PSS chain, so that's gonna add an element of fun to the Cosmos Hub that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. If we want to get highly technical here, I guess we're still evolving the system, but basically what T was referring to is the Cosmos Hub's restaking protocol is called Interchain Security. And there, we have an update to it. It's like the second version of it. It's which is called partial set security. And that's where validators can choose which chains they want to validate. So it becomes a lot more like a validator marketplace. And that's kind of what makes it easy for, you know, people to launch chains, kind of be able to launch a chain, have validators opt in immediately. In any case though, the validators choose which chains they want to validate. And the chains, on the other hand, can choose where they want to send their staking rewards. So Lorenzo might say, hey, you know what? We want 90% of our rewards going to people staking Bitcoin. And so then that security comes through from Babylon. That's Bitcoin stakers on Bitcoin are choosing which Cosmos Hub validator they want to go with. And the Bitcoin stakers are likely to choose validators who are focused a little bit more on Bitcoin, maybe. So validators who stake or who validate on validate on chains that are like Lorenzo that are giving a lot of the rewards to Bitcoin. So that's kind of how we see it playing out, is that validators be able to choose which chains they want to validate, and then delegators on Bitcoin or anywhere else to want to add Ethereum security with Eigenlayer and stuff and other things. But delegators basically choose which validators to go with, and they're going to have to look at what assets they're interested in earning, and what kind of returns those validators are providing in the assets they're interested in. But anyway, since Lorenzo's providing, not only is consuming security through the system, but is also providing a liquid restaking token on top of it, that's actually if you don't want to think about that, you can just stake to Lorenzo, and Lorenzo protocol will figure it out how to get you, the best return and what validators to go tell you to.
And Matt, just to follow up on that, I'm wondering how many validators do you guys want for Lorenzo? Out of the 180 validators of the Cosmos Hub, how many would you like securing the Lorenzo protocol?
Yeah, so I think to start with, I think maybe about 20 to 30 would be very reasonable amounts to be starting with. But future on, so when we our ecosystem keeps getting bigger, and also, there are actually a few more things with that. So I think for our own app chains, I think around 20 to 30 would be the numbers we would ever need. But also we might be talking about a lot of the other Cosmos Bitcoin L2 app chains being launched with Cosmos. And also these chains will be needing validator set as well. So potentially I think there'll be a huge demand on the Cosmos validator set as well for these new coming Bitcoin L2 Cosmos consumer chains.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in general, I think Lorenzo is going to be the first of hopefully several Bitcoin L2s. I guess let's use L2s. You clarified that a little bit. I'm still I had a mental model for L2s that was a bit different. But I guess for Bitcoin, I can be flexible. All the Bitcoin L2s for us on the Cosmos Hub side, we are very excited to open up a new market here. And this is something that I think is going to be a little slow for people to, make sure they understand, but it's not that the Cosmos Hub is only about Cosmos anymore. We want to be the security aggregator that opens up this kind of opportunities. And I think it's great that we have Lorenzo to pioneer that.
That's fantastic. That's the best mentalities. From Cosmos, I really appreciate that. That's so fantastic, sir.
And another thing I wanted to to point out in terms of, or rather ask you, Matt, because we have some validators here listening to this chat, what would be the process of getting in touch with you and maybe getting first in line for the Lorenzo chain?
Yes, so you can just like reach out to me or like or anyone on our teams, like Tad would like also be one of the contacts as well. So we are working on launching our testnet and shortly after that our mainnet procedures, and we are also collecting intentions on becoming our validators, and we'll like you know, we're just like collecting intentions and we'll be formalizing that towards our launch of mainnet.
Nice. Awesome. Cool. Well, Isabella, I think we are up on time. So I'm going to leave it to you to maybe decide if we continue or if we close the space.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're at the top of the hour. And Matt, I know it was super early for you when we started this. So really appreciate you and the rest of your team for joining. Appreciate all of you, the audience members, for joining us. Thank you so much, OXCG, for being an awesome moderator. And we're glad to have everybody from both Lorenzo and our side and excited to see how things progress. I believe the ICS 2.0 partial slip security proposal is on chain now. Jahan, that's correct, right?
Yeah, we just put it up. It was on the forum, but so this is bringing in the upgrade that's going to allow allow chains to launch with this sort of validator marketplace. And so we just put it on chain. It is a signaling proposal. The actual upgrade, the upgrade of the code is going to happen probably in a couple months. But yeah, it's up on chain for voting on the Cosmos Hub right now.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you everyone for joining, and feel free to leave us any additional questions in the replies, and our teams will do our best to get back to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Yeah, bye everyone.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Oh, sorry. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? The drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, huh? Less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the better end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror Spaces.